This is CICK News. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Dan Messick. Each week, we provide an update about events and issues developing right across Northwest BC. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. CICK Smithers Community Radio is on the dial at 93.9 FM, or you can listen online at smithersradio.com, and we are broadcasting from the unceded Gitindam Territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. All right, on CICK News today, we speak with Sandra Hinchcliffe, a local realtor at REMAX in Smithers, as well as the president of the BC Northern Real Estate Board, about the real estate boom that has swept across Northern BC over the past 2 years, what's happening on the ground, and what we could expect to see in the coming year as more buyers continue to seek out low supply of houses in our rural northern communities. Our conversation comes on the heels of the recently released 2022 BC property assessments showing huge gains for some properties here in Northwest BC especially. Overall, Northern BC's total assessments increased from over $72 billion in 2021 to over $81.7 billion this year. A total of about $1.24 billion of the region's updated assessments is now from new construction, subdivisions, and rezoning of properties. Properties on average in Telkwa saw an increase of 25% this year, along with 21% in Smithers property value, Hazleton and New Hazleton with about 35% increase in property value, Prince Rupert with 31%, Port Edward with 41% increase in their property value, and even Port Clements on Haida Gwaii saw an increase of 58% in their property values. We'll dive into what it all means coming up on CICK News. Stay with us.
Sandra Hinchcliffe, I'm a realtor in Smithers at REMAX Bulkley Valley, and I'm also president of the BC Northern Real Estate Board this year, which is about 70% of the top half of the province, basically. So a large land area, 350 or so realtors.
Sandra, thanks so much for joining us. Yeah, let's get right into it. I know we've talked about this before, but you're kind of in the thick of it, obviously here in Smithers, dealing with some real estate deals, but also seeing kind of the bigger picture across the north. So maybe firstly, tell me a little bit about what you've kind of been experiencing and maybe some of your colleagues here in Smithers and other communities over this past year in terms of the real estate deals that have been done.
Well, really, there's just a shortage of supply. There's more buyers than there are sellers, and that makes the prices go up. That's the long and short of it. And our inventory is extremely low right now. Like in December, there's just, I mean, it's always low at this time of year, but we have very little for sale from December going into the new year. So there's not much for people to buy.
I know over the past couple of years, you know, with this pandemic, that a lot of things we've seen kind of downturn, but real estate in general has done fairly well. What has been kind of the experience here in Smithers and maybe with colleagues in other communities? What have you actually been seeing on the ground? You know, how many people are coming in looking for houses? And in terms of the affordability, what are people expectations are at this time, knowing that things are getting more expensive?
Well, we have a lot of new people coming in, and for some of those people, they find our community quite affordable, you know, in comparison to other areas. That doesn't help the entry-level buyer or the buyer in the, you know, not, you know, in the lower end. It's very, very difficult. It's very competitive in the lower end prices.
I guess, what could you tell me? We recently saw the BC assessments come out. What do you make of all that business?
Well, I think it's a reflection of what's going on. It's probably relatively accurate. I mean, BC assessment is more kind of a picture, a window that says, you know, for your age of house, for your square footage, and for your location, this is kind of what places are selling for. There can still be a lot of variation because maybe, you know, inside you've spent a lot of money and really it should be worth more than the other houses, or the opposite. You know, maybe your house is falling apart on the inside, but they don't know that. So The main thing is it's just kind of an average thing. And it, I know a lot of people get quite worked up when their assessment goes up, but it is a comparative thing. So if everyone's assessment goes up the same amount, it shouldn't raise your taxes any more than the tax man is actually raising their overall taxes.
I guess, you know, at this time of year, you mentioned that, you know, it's always kind of slow, but what was it like earlier this summer? I know that, you know, just watching kind of the boards at RE/MAX and Collierwood, you know, they seem to be changing quite frequently. But what was your experience this past summer, spring and summer, during the high season, I guess, of real estate purchases?
Things were selling so quickly. Like a lot of times I didn't even have a chance to see something before it sold. So it was very, very hectic. And still it's the same. It's just that we're not having as many listings come on. So probably the last four or five offers I wrote, I was in a competing offer situation.
And I know that's, you know, usually typical of, you know, bigger centers, but is that been your experience, you know, year after year here in more of a rural setting, or is this a bit of a departure and a bit of a change in trend that you're seeing?
Yeah, it's a bit of a departure. I mean, we've had low supply, but and competing offers occasionally, but ever since since COVID, everything's kind of been thrown out the window. You know, we had a 2 or 3 months at the beginning of COVID where nothing happened, and then, you know, it's just gone crazy ever since then.
You know, it's kind of the million-dollar question, I guess. You know, why do you think people are looking at real estate? You know, we often hear, as I mentioned, that some places are getting, you know, less affordable, but in comparatively to other places, as you mentioned, houses are still relatively affordable here in Smithers. But, you know, looking at the percentage in terms of the average increase in assessment, Telqua 25%, Smithers 21%. You know, what does this mean to you in terms of what could happen this coming year as we move into another year of pandemic?
Well, the projections from all the experts are that there's no end to the low supply. And we can see that in Smithers. I mean, we have building going on, but there's still a lot more supply, or that, you know, we need a lot more supply. You know, if there's three people bidding on a house or four people bidding on a house, that's three people that still need to find a house after the bidding process is over. So, you know, really we need more supply, but a hot market is self-perpetuating too, because as the market, the price goes up, it's more attractive to buy real estate. I think during the pandemic, people have felt that real estate is a secure thing to put their money in too.
You know, another thing that kind of comes to mind is, you know, what are some of the things that you've been seeing out there? I know that these are, you know, all big numbers and whatnot, but what are some of the highlights or the issues that kind of stand out to you that you've witnessed over the past year or two?
Well, it's really, really tough for buyers, and it's tough for their agents too. I think people think that realtors love competing offers, but it's very stressful for everyone involved, and it's hard to have buyers that aren't successful when they're trying to find a house.
I guess maybe for some people that don't know, what's your kind of operating area? Where do you do most of the real estate?
Smithers to Hazleton, and a lot of rural Telqua, of course, but farms and ranches, and yeah, basically Hungry Hill to Hazleton would be a good way to put it.
Yeah. Okay. And within that, you know, what are some of the numbers or some of the increases in these assessments that stand out to you?
I mean, the demand is continuing to stand out because it's not just local demand. You know, when it comes to large acreages, I'm seeing demand from all over the place, even, you know, Ontario and things like that. So I think people are really interested in putting their money in land and the security of it. And even just also interested in this region as a whole. You know, there's a lot going on in our economy, and it's still very pristine. you know, so it's just very attractive. You know, we were the best kept secret. I'm just not so sure we are a secret anymore.
Yeah. No doubt. One thing that I find interesting is the fact that there have been quite a lot of people, at least, you know, anecdotally that I've heard from, who are moving in to the area from, you know, the city or down south, or as you mentioned, you know, even back east, moving out west, finally, you know, kind of their dream. And they end up in a place like Northwest BC or Smithers or Hazleton and Telqua. Is that something that you've seen more of in these past couple of years as some people are trying to move out of the city for a more rural lifestyle?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think there's a lot of people that want the rural lifestyle and, you know, there's more demand in places like Grand Isle and Hazleton, Kitwanga, everywhere.
I guess the last thing for you, Sandra, you know, you've been doing this a long time, obviously involved with the real estate board, so you kind of have a higher level picture of some of the things going on in other places, not just here locally. But what do you think needs to be done? We often hear about, you know, we need government plans to build affordable housing, but, you know, what do you feel that actually needs to happen on the ground, not only just to, you know, create affordable housing, but just housing in general? Because that seems to be, as you mentioned, there's low supply and high demand.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a very difficult question, and there's a lot of experts that are trying to find a solution. But I think that a multi-pronged approach is what's needed, because they need to encourage all sorts of housing, make it more attractive for someone to build rental housing, you know, build affordable housing, but also build that kind of missing middle so that there's enough homes. It is a complicated issue, because housing and a roof over your head, is everyone needs it, but because it's such a good investment, those two things kind of, it's hard to keep them in balance.
Yeah, no doubt. I guess just one more thing, Sandra, you know, you've seen, you know, quite a lot of people come through the door looking to sell and buy. If you had some advice, granted this situation that we've seen arise in the past couple of years, what would that advice be to buyers and sellers at this point?
Well, no matter what kind of market we are in, whether it's a hot seller's market or a buyer's market, there's always good moves and bad moves. So be very careful, get good advice before you make any big decisions.
Okay. Sandra, thank you so much for giving us your time today and your insight. We really appreciate it, and we'll definitely be looking out for more of these numbers and what happens with the real estate boom as we move into the spring and summer.
Thanks, Dan. Nice chatting with you.
That was Sandra Hinchcliffe, a RE/MAX realtor in Smithers and the current president of the BC Northern Real Estate Board, talking about the 2022 BC property assessment and the increase almost right across the board for properties in Northern BC. Thanks again for tuning in to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at skeenastrong.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks again to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters. I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.